and if it happened yesterday, you might say yesterday.
But my mother always used to rip the egg.
The real egg.
You're
supposed to encourage your mower, maybe.
Okay, and if you have a nice set of dishes, you'd say it's made out of.
Did you ever see one of those eggs? The one I washed yesterday did shrink.
Okay. And simply.
And what would you use to carry water in?
Okay, and would it be more likely to be made out of wood or metal?
Okay, I mean, it shrink.
Yes,
it would shrink. Yes.
And if it were made out of wood, what would they call it? Cedar bucket. Oh, probably said a bucket. And now, even though it's made out of metal, they might say
they could say a bucket.
If you're talking about
a range to go to,
would it be different if it were for milk or for water?
When she's going to a party and getting ready, she likes to.
I say milk bucket, milk bucket, water bucket, take a bath.
Is there any word that you can think of that just means all of that?
What about if there were leftover food in the kitchen and you put it in a container to take out to the pigs?
What about if it's outside and you turn it on and let water out?
In Kentucky and all of it, but we always
would be fine.
capacity.
Be more like a
baby. If I sit down on that side and stick it on the inside.
What about if it has just a lot of water standing in it and it really isn't
and,
used
what about if
it,
it's so cold that the water pipe froze and...
Any other words for...
Okay, and if it happened last night, you'll say, well, it was so cold last night that the pipes... And, now you get flour, of course, in a small container, but a long time ago they used to get a great big bath. All right. What about a container of, maybe it was glass, or I think it was glass that you put on the table, put different glasses or things in.
All
right, and what about a container for lard or glasses or something that makes they
just
all right, what about if it's
a can, a churn, sand down,